Hello, welcome back to Mindful Minutes, the podcast where we take deep dives into big ideas shaping our professional world. I'm your host, Tanay Sarpoddar, and today we are tackling a pivotal topic for business operating in Indian dynamic market. The topic, I'm sure you must have heard our last two podcasts. It's around branding, but this is next step. This is digital first branding and how it encompasses the breadth of digital marketing to thrive in a tech-driven landscape. Joining me this week again is our branding expert, Shantanu Parmar. He's the branding manager at RazorSign, a wonderful CLM platform. Shantanu, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Pleasure is mine, Tanay. Thank you so much for having me.
Great. Well, diving straight away into the topic, digital-first branding has been used extensively, especially in the B2B circle. And it's more about making digital platforms the backbone of any brand's identity and outreach. It also means that everything from website optimization and email campaigns to content marketing, social media strategies, and performance marketing are designed to work together seamlessly. Especially in India, where mobile-first behavior dominates, this strategy ensures branding or brands are present where customers engage the most. What is your perspective, Shantanu? What does it truly signify, especially when we integrate digital marketing strategies into the mix?
So, I just want to just start with the hard fact. Okay. So if you read the new report that the TRAI India has released, it says that, by 2030, in India, we will be having 1 billion internet users. So now you can see that everybody is on mobile, everybody is on internet. So digital is no more an option for us, actually, for any brand. Correct. It's a need. It's essential for their survival and growth. So any brand or any organization who at this moment is thinking that, oh, we don't want to go ahead with a digital first approach, sorry, they don't have an option. So yes, what you have mentioned is right. Every brand has to right now have to have a strategy where, they can collab and come together and have a digital first approach. It's design, it's video, you call it, whatever the medium it is. SEO, you have just mentioned, performance marketing is also one part of it. You all have to synergize. I mean, whatever the strategy you have, how you want to work, you have to synergize it and you have to have a digital first approach. Because if your customer is on internet, you have no other option to chase him there.
Correct. And you have to be there where customers engage now, rather than Correct. Waiting for customers to, be, Correct. To come to you. You have to go there.
Yeah.
You're right. What would you say about aligning every marketing touch point with digital platforms?
So then actually, see, being a
for
marketer...
Example, for example, LinkedIn for professionals, YouTube for tutorials, WhatsApp for direct communication and stuff like that. So it's less about traditional channels and more about building a ecosystem is what I would love to know more about.
Indeed. Thank you. So luckily, I got a chance, while working with agencies, I got hands-on with different brands from large-scale, mid-scale, small-scale, B2B and B2C both. So there is a trend. There is a different trend, when it comes to B2B, again, it's a stigma that, you have to be on LinkedIn. I understand why, because your TG is on LinkedIn because they find it, they are serious, they want to read. They want to have information, and LinkedIn is not a platform where, you can have some creative aspects or not, but you are wrong. Things have started changing now.
Correct.
I mean, thanks to, Twitter, once Twitter has been rebranded to X, we have seen a shift where people used to, have some catchy tweets and all that interact with people and customers and brands on Twitter. It has started happening on LinkedIn now. So LinkedIn has become more casual. It is not just for B2B. It has become for B2C platform as well. So people who are thinking like, okay, LinkedIn is just for serious people who can your CXOs and all. No, it is for you and me as well, where we can go share our thoughts. A lot of thought leaderships are happening. So brand can leverage it. Just be there, out there, be yourself, talk about it. There are a lot many actually, particularly in our industry, if I want to mention that in legal tech industries, there are so many influences involving, and we are calling it LinkedIn influences. Who used to speak like that? People used to have like, oh, we have Instagram influences, we have TikTok influences. Now we have LinkedIn influences. Yes. So don't, if you are B2B brand, don't think that, okay, you have to be serious on LinkedIn. No, you can leverage it. Even B2C brand can do that. YouTube, I would recommend the second channel, which is like the most prominent these days, especially in India. Thanks, because TikTok is banned. So you have to leverage YouTube because video is the new hero. In the last podcast, also, I have mentioned that, you know, most of the marketers have accepted it. Like, you know, when it comes to the creative, the mode of way to express is video and infographic are the topmost. 50% of the marketers think that. And in the videos, also the short snippets, stories are working. I mean, YouTube stories have more views than YouTube videos. So no question on that. Start having short clips. Instagram Reels are working for B2C brands, especially who are in FMCG and all. But B2B brands can also do that. You can have, you know, start having more informative, videos on that. Have 30 seconders where you can have like quick snapshot, like, hey, the best way of, you know, starting a business, things you need to avoid when you're running a business, top five tips for branding, just like that. So if you can have such quick information, which you can, you know, package it in a manner and distribute it to your customer, they will love it. So this is just like, I'm just touching the base. I mean, there is a lot of detail in that. I mean, if you can go on and on and on. So it is like, I just want to just talk about a couple of stigmas which people are having. And I think people can relate with it because this is something they don't are expecting. Even one more thing which I have understood, like blogs and something which we used to think like, okay, we have to go to a website. There will be a micro page where we have to read about it. No. Now LinkedIn articles are working for us. Thanks to Google algorithm, where, you know, if you search something, your LinkedIn articles goes up, your YouTube videos goes up. So these algorithms which are changing, it is actually pushing the brands, you know, to change their mode of communication, how they, you know, interact with their customers. It is changing and it is going to evolve. So, I mean, you have to, you know, adapt yourself with the change, with the demand that is coming from the customers. Because if your customer is happy to read an article, you have to write an article. If a customer is looking out for an information in a form of a video, you have to create a video. CGI is working these days. I mean, God knows what's going to happen. Like, CGI is so much of trending and a lot of FMCG brands are, you know, tapping on it. Who thought about it? So it is evolving. So, and again, it is digital. I mean, it is again digital. They have actually replaced billboards. You know, yes, the traditional print, they have replaced it through a digital way of doing it. So CGI is trending these days. Digital, I mean, I don't know, when we go to Mumbai on the, you know, Western line, if you see, there are digital billboards now. So everything is evolving. And like I said, digital is, I mean, you cannot say no to it. I mean, you have to have a digital first approach. Whatever the brand strategy you are having, whatever the marketing strategy you are having, you have to start thinking, you know, from a digital perspective first, keeping your customer in mind, understand what are the touch points where you can, you know, be there. So when I say touch points, it's going to be your platforms. Couple of platforms we have already discussed, like, you know, LinkedIn, YouTube, websites and all that. There are other platforms as well. So if a brand can understand, okay, what are the touch points in the platforms your customer are in, accordingly, you have to consume and, you know, come up with the new ideas and the mode of way communicating to your customer.
Awesome. Awesome. I like it. In fact, you know, there are multiple perspectives also. You mentioned LinkedIn. So there was a time when long form content was, you know, doing wonders suddenly. Now you definitely have to repurpose your content a lot.
Correct.
So you're right. You know, visual is still running. And whether it's a B2B sales funnel powered by automation tools like HubSpot or, you know, Marketo or any other, or creating thought leadership, you know, through blogs, webinars, every element needs to work in harmony and within a digital framework. You cannot say, no, I'll just be offline now. You can, you know, you can wait for marketing, but you cannot wait for digital marketing.
Indeed.
Once you start marketing, you have to start with digital first approach. So amazing.
Correct. And I also want to add here, I just want to share a real life example with because sure. a lot of people can relate with it. When I was working in one of the, like, you know, a top advertising agency, I used to handle pure B2C brands like, you know, the one of the big telecom brands which I used to work. The strategy before COVID was pure, you know, offline. We used to do a lot of printing, pamphlets, banners and everything.
Correct.
The moment COVID hit and the entire scenario changed, our customer is no more, you know, going out and looking at your billboards or anything. We have to shift and change our strategy like overnight. You know, right. your display ads came into the play. Your WhatsApp creatives came into the play because your customer is spending time more on your mobile phone rather than going out and, you know, right. buying a grocery. So that shift came because of the COVID. It has actually pushed the brands because your customer is, you know, actually mobile. So there's a latest report which have said, you know, on an average in a week, an adult spent 20 hours on mobile phone. So now you can imagine 20 hours in a week on a mobile phone. If a customer is spending, your customer is there. I mean, you don't exactly. have to discuss it. Like, it is there. The digital first strategy is, I mean, it's not more an option. If your customer is online, you have to be online.
Correct. Digital first. And on that, you can add mobile first also.
No. Yeah, mobile first. So being a marketer also, I think we have done this whenever we come up with certain campaigns and everything. We test all these on mobile phone. I remember my previous organization manager used to call me. They used to call it Pappu test. So I was like, what is this Pappu test? So he's like, hey, whenever you create any campaign or something, why don't you show it to a random person, somebody who doesn't even know about it? Okay. Give your phone or, you know, ask him to click a link and just do a Pappu test because that guy doesn't even know anything about what you're going to do and take a blank opinion from that guy and let it be and absorb it because that person is actually speaking your customer language.
Yeah. That is part of usability exercises also.
Correct.
So you're right. So let's try to, contextualize this from India. So Indian market has been incredibly nuanced. On one hand, we have global IT giants with sophisticated digital strategies. And on the other hand, are our target segments, which are SMBs. They're entering this digital marketing field, probably some of them for the first time. Some of them are upgrading. And for all these brands, it means prioritizing platforms that resonate culturally and demographically also. For example, vernacular content has seen a massive surge in certain segments. A manufacturing company targeting tier 2 or tier 3 cities might benefit more from running a Facebook ad like Zudio does for tier 2, tier 3 cities. They don't focus on metros and they don't have a website also. So Facebook ads in regional languages and investing solely in English specific campaigns because that is a global language, something like that. And similarly, LinkedIn's role for B2B brands in India cannot be overstated. So, I mean, of course, you have decision makers who are already there engaging on LinkedIn. So, what do you think? How does digital first branding strategy adapt to this unique environment in India?
So, I have a thumb rule for that, actually. I call it 3 A's.
Oh, interesting.
I call it 3 A's. So no matter which sector you are, what industry you are in, there is a basic rule, this 3A rule. First, you have to be agile. So if your brand is agile, you understand the current trends, you understand your customer behavior because it changes very frequently.
Correct.
If you keep a track of that, your 1A is sorted. Second is your accessibility. When I say accessibility, you should know that your brand is approachable. And when I say approachable, it includes all the platforms. If your customer is on LinkedIn, you should be on LinkedIn. If your customer is on YouTube, you should be on YouTube. So there is a discussion which usually happen, you know, in my organization also in previous. This random question came, ideally one brand should be there on 8 social media handles. Why? Why you should be on 8 social media handles? Somebody say you are on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Tumblr.
Quora, and I was like, YouTube,
hold
Tumblr.
On. You don't have to be everywhere. I mean, there is no such rule. I mean, accessibility is where, you know, you should be available where your customer is present.
Correct.
If your customer is not there, you don't have to be everywhere. So accessibility is your second A. And third A is your analytics. Now, when you understand that your customer is there and you know that, you know, you are agile and adapting with that trend, you have to leverage the data, because it's all about data here. When we talk about digital, you cannot eliminate data there. As a marketer, as a business owners, you have to understand that you have to keep a track of each and every data, how your customer is behaving, how your platforms are working. If you can leverage and understand and analyze those data and then change your strategy accordingly, and if you checklist all these three A's, nobody is going to stop you. So just stick to the basics. These are the basics you know, you need to cover, and you will have the answers. So now, extending to that part, what are platforms they should be leveraging? Okay, now, without even saying, if you are a B2C brand where you have to engage to a very mass audience, so you have to leverage those channels which has a higher reach, because it's a reach game here. I mean, right. A platform just like TikTok, you can just make one quirky video and you can become famous and you can, you know, promote your brand. Good for you, because now you know that you need mass reach. So again, the question comes on your objective, what you want to achieve. So if you know that, okay, you want, your objective is you want to reach out to a mass audience, go for platforms like Instagram Reels, go for TikTok, Facebook. Nowadays, I would say Facebook is for older people, but again, Facebook is again the third most downloaded application in India. So you still cannot deny
it. It's still there.
It's still there. I mean, there is an audience for that. YouTube, yes, a lot of Gen Zs are doing it. Podcast. Somehow the podcasts are working. I mean, a lot of people are more, especially in the metro cities, you know, they are consuming podcasts a lot. Yes. So if you are a brand who is tapping onto the audience, who is more like a listener, who is into your, you know, managerial or higher level people, you can go for the podcast as well. LinkedIn is somehow more working for thought leaderships, where brand want to position themselves, you know, as a thought leaders, where you can have informative content. So I think you only have taught me, like, you know, whenever as a marketer, don't sell help, and the top of the funnel is always tofu, and don't just sell, try to help them, make them give information, educate them. So LinkedIn is working in that manner, you know, where you can talk about it. And that's why these are like, these influences are evolving actually on LinkedIn, because every person is becoming a thought leader and they are sharing their thoughts and, you know, their ideas and their suggestions, what is happening. And I think we have seen this latest trends where, you know, on LinkedIn also, some topic comes up and they ask you for a suggestions and you have to start, you know, collaborating in that. It's like a collaboration. Yes. It's become a chain. Yes. So imagine it has become a WhatsApp where people are coming and talking.
They are actually pulling, you know, pushing the strategy, not pulling. They are pushing the strategy into pulling you to create content for them.
Correct.
So it's like they're giving you an idea. You write the content. You have to contribute. Somebody else has to contribute by commenting on it. And if you comment on all five, then you start becoming an influencer. So it's like a classic game of having your customers drive your business rather than you pushing and promoting the business.
Correct.
So, and yes, please.
So we have, so this is one part of it which covers the social media aspect of it. There is one more big which is the crucial one, and everybody is talking about for a very long time, which is SEO, which nowadays people are talking about in like AEO. I mean, this is the new trend which is coming and it is all going to take a lot of time. So when we talk about a digital presence, the first thing that click on our mind is website. Every company needs to have a website. I understand, because it is your digital identity. It's like your Aadhaar card chapa hua on, you know, which represents like, okay, there is a company which is existing. So having your website is a must, and how much optimized it also makes sense, because it has to be mobile friendly. That's one of the aspects which, you know, a lot of the brands ignore it, because your customer, wherever they're going to interact with your brand, it could be any third party channel. Website is the one where there is a proof of concept, they will come and check it. So if your website is not, you know, user friendly or mobile friendly and have a good experience, not going to work out for you. So keeping that in mind, brands also need to focus on their digital identity, which is your websites. Social media and all is just followed by that. But the first and the foremost thing is their website.
Yeah, it's at the core. And actually, you mentioned something which was a really massive one, which is Google Analytics. Or analytics for that matter. Google, we say, because it's slowly becoming like Xerox. So instead of saying a photocopy, we say a Xerox.
Yeah.
So analytics is Google Analytics, because that's the biggest search engine till date right now. You never know. Another AEO might have a different analytical module, but you definitely need some more tools like Tableau or even some AI-driven platform, you know, to understand the actual consumer-customer behavior. For example, if an e-commerce store or a platform is noticing a higher traffic but lower conversion rates on mobile, it can tweak its app interface. It need not be responsive every time. It has to be mobile-friendly or mobile-first approach. So mobile's user interface has to be thought about a little differently rather than just having a website which is responsive. Okay. And data, it isn't just a resource. It's a foundation of decision-making and digital-first branding especially. I loved your 3 A's, by the way. Agile, accessibility, and analytics. Wonderful. For everybody who's listening, please note this down. Moving on, what trends do you think are shaping digital-first branding? So you mentioned a couple of them, but in India specifically right now, when businesses are aiming for sustainable growth, there are several trends that are standing out. For example, I can give you one or two examples, which is account-based marketing. It's been there, one-to-one, one-to-few, one-to-many, but you know, people are still confused as to when you should focus on what. Marketing and sales actually work together on this for high-value accounts with personalized campaigns. And people usually misinterpret this for used for only bigger enterprises. It's not the case. ABM can be leveraged by all the companies. And growing adoption of marketing automation tools, enabling brands to nurture leads and, you know, through email workflows and other targeted ads. That is also a trend. Video marketing, you mentioned, YouTube Shorts. LinkedIn also has come out with short videos now.
They do.
There's a white paper that has recently come out which talks about LinkedIn carousel and explaining how these engagement videos are working the best than static content. So what do you think, especially today, for Indian businesses, Indian SMBs, what should they do? What should they aim for sustaining the growth and also growing, basically?
So, Tanay, in this scenario, I would recommend that they should stick to the basics first. Don't aim for something which is like unachievable for them. I know a lot of business owners, a lot of SMBs, do have a drive at the initial state. Okay, oh, we want to achieve this, we want to achieve that, we want to have 10,000 followers, we need to have 10,000 traffic. It doesn't work like that. So focus more on quality than quantity. Don't aim for such big things which you can't even achieve. It's going to hurt you at the end of the day. Do the basics thing. Have your own website is the first. On social media also, you need to have one or two accounts which you can manage. I mean, if you know your customer where you are, you can manage it. And when it comes to leveraging the trends of the marketing, it's out there. Especially in the B2B, Gartner is the one who actually drive everything. You know, Thomas Reuters are the one who drive your entire marketing. I create my marketing strategy reading Gartner reports. Because Gartner's, it actually speaks volume.
Matters, lot of them. Yes.
Yeah, they speak volume. Even in B2C also, there are trends which usually people follow by looking to another trend. You don't have to do that. I mean, you don't have to gel with the thing which is happening. You have to stand out. So in order to stand out, you need to have your own unique story. You need to have your unique brand story, which we actually covered in our previous podcast. So leveraging on a trend is a different thing, but standing out is a different thing. So find a solution, you know, where you can stand out by sticking to your own value, you're sticking to your own brand story, but doing the basics. If your basics are not there, no matter what you do, nothing is going to work out for you. So do that. And obviously, I mean, we have already spoken about the analytics part. And then keep a tab on it so that you can tweak it, you can change it, and you can adapt accordingly.
Absolutely, absolutely. Bang on. Content marketing, what do you think? What's the role in this ecosystem?
I think we have to do another podcast for that. It's content is like soul.
Yes.
There is nothing without content. I mean, whatever you're consuming right now, what we are doing is a content format, which is going to go in a... out in a form of a podcast. So it's a soul. I mean, you need to have your soul if you are going ahead with a full-fledged marketing or brand strategy. In content, I would say you need to have, first of all, 5 steps if you are doing it. You need to have a clear strategy of your of your content. Like if you are a B2B brand, you need to have a very clear content strategy. Strategy can't be like, okay, it needs to be 20-page document. No, it could be one liner or two liner also.
Perfect.
You need to know what you want to achieve. If you have that clear strategy in your mind, then go for the writing part. Then you have to start writing. Once you do the writing, then you have editing part. Editing is also one of the second stage when it comes to content part of it. Then it comes your designing part, designing the content and then the distribution. These are the stages of content writing. Now, if I get into a very, the aspect which you actually taught me, it's Simon Sinek who told about why, how, and what. So yes. Whenever you have to create your content strategy, you need to, first of all, note it down and you have to have in mind why you are doing it. Why you want to write this content.
Correct.
If you can answer that, great. Then coming to the second part, which is how. How this content is going to help your audience. If you can answer that, then the fourth is, what are you offering them? So in your content strategy, in your content marketing, if you have this why, how, and what, and if you can follow this, your content is hero.
Hero, yes. Bang on. So, we will do another podcast on content, definitely. Because I would love to know your thoughts on how best we can leverage multiple types of content. And probably we'll come to the most interesting part, which you love, when we come back again on our next podcast, which is around content in events.
Yeah.
So that's a very interesting area. We'll come to that. But before that, let's address the elephant in the room. What are the challenges that Indian businesses face while approaching this digital first approach? Now, first of all, I think it's infrastructure, digital infrastructure. And while we are talking about, mobile penetration is high, many businesses still lack, robust CRM system. Nobody leverages the CRM system also. They don't even have CRM. Websites are not yet optimized for lead generation. So there's a gap in talent. Digital marketing expertise also requires a lot of push. And especially the people who have recently joined companies, the Gen Zs, like the people that we're calling, are becoming a lot more specialized. And for marketers, you cannot just be a specialist. That is what I personally believe. You should have a holistic approach. You should understand why, how, what. You may be working on just why or just how or just what or even two of them. But you have to have a holistic approach.
Agree.
If you have, there are a lot of areas that are coming up. Programmatic advertising, we haven't even touched for SMBs. They cannot catch up with them if you are not having a holistic approach. So that is what I think is the biggest challenge. What do you think is the biggest elephant in the room?
I would say, everything which you have just mentioned, all this comes at a cost of a budget. So most of the SMBs, they don't have enough budget. See, they want to experiment. I mean, there is no discussion about it. I mean, if we also start tomorrow our organization, we want to do all of this. I mean, we want to do all of this, but budget, because we have a limited budget and we want to achieve more. So budget is the biggest challenge for most of the SMBs. And that's where they're stuck, because they cannot have marketing automation tools. They cannot have those skilled people, whom they want to hire. Could be a digital marketer or, performance marketing person who can take care of that. Even in that case, the SEO part as well. You need to have an SEO specialist also, because each and every aspect of it requires an expertise. You need to have a social media manager. So budget is one of the, core challenge or the core problem, which is at the heart of all of this, where SMBs are struggling because they know what they want to do, but still their hands are tied. And that's where they start, facing a lot of challenges. Second, I would say, which is again, which is an internal from a company point of view also, we all know that digital space is very crowded. You know, it's everything is out and loud and you have to find your own voice and you struggle there. What they are doing is like, you know, the challenge is like, they are not able to find their own brand voice, their unique voice. They are, like I said, they want to blend in, but they don't want to stand out. You have to stand out. So this is also one of the challenge because most of the SMBs is like, okay, we want to play safe. You can't play safe. I mean, if you want to be known, knowing that you have a limitation when it comes to budget, you know that, you know, you have to have a longer path to go. Why don't you take that decision right now and stand out rather than blending in? That is again. Third, I would also see like most of the SMBs have a very short-term goal. They have very short-term approach. They don't think about 3 years, 4 years, 5 years down the line. And hence, their strategy is also very shorter term. You cannot have tools, marketing tools or any thing for a shorter period of time. If you have a shorter goal or a shorter strategy, then you cannot have such things. So have a strategy for at least 2 to 3 years down the line so that you can have everything aligned with it. Your marketing tools, your marketing people, content, whatever you call it. So everything, it has to go hand in hand with that. Authenticity is also missing here, which is very big issue in Indian SMBs. Most of the SMBs are not authentic. They claim themselves, they try to, but they are not.
Correct.
So authenticity is also there, the biggest challenge, because nobody is, maybe they are hiding from the fact or they don't want to be out and loud to be there. But if you are authentic, customer will relate. And I would believe when you have a budget constraint, you have to be authentic.
Exactly. And so, I presume privacy also would be another hurdle.
Yes, it is. So a lot of the brands, actually since I'm working in one of the B2B SMBs, security and privacy issue is one of the big factor. Because nowadays every brand is like, is my data secure? Are you SOC 2 compliant? Do you have a VIPT certificate? There are so many terms and conditions are out and loud there, and data security has become one of the primary factor. I remember when I talked to my salespeople, and they used to tell me like, Shantanu, whenever we go for a call, the first thing a client usually asks, is your server secure? Is your system secure? Is my data secure? I mean, forget about buying a product. The first thing they ask is my data is going to be secure? Are you certified? So there are certifications which, you know, a lot of companies are focusing on. And it has become a necessity now that, you know, you have to be certified. You need to have some security certifications because being an SMB, first of all, trust play a very big factor. When any brand wants to or any customer wants to be with you. So, because you are an SMB, you are still growing, you are still trying to reach there. And data security is where they will have their own second thoughts, like whether we should be investing here or not. So, if you can have that, if you are like, you know, there are so many certifications, like, you know, so many compliances that you need to abide by. If a brand is actually trying to grow and want to go ahead, if they can have those certifications, if they can abide by those policies and, you know, they should be defined by Government of India, that is going to be a game changer for you guys.
Correct. And with increasing awareness of this personal data protection bill that has come out, especially in India.
Correct. And be out and loud. If you are GDPR compliant, if you are SOC 2 compliant, or any security certifications you have, be out and loud about it. Speak volume about it. Be everywhere. Like this is what you want to talk about, because a customer is anyway going to rely or trust your brand if they feel comfortable sharing their data with you.
Correct. And I like it. I like what advice you're trying to, you know, put forth. It's a accumulation of, you know, not just what is going on right now, but what has been going on for quite some time. And that also has to change. We have to adapt, but we cannot just adapt. We have to stand up also. So I like it. You have to start with clear objectives. You have to focus on lead generation, brand awareness, customer retention. Every goal requires a different strategy around tools. You have to invest in scalable tools, regardless of whether you have a budget constraint or not, to plan accordingly. And platforms like Salesforce or Marketo or HubSpot. Now, they might seem costly initially, but they definitely have a long-term benefit. So if you're thinking long-term, have a strategy for automation.
Correct.
And definitely measure everything. So set up KPIs for every campaign and optimize continuously. That's given. For instance, use LinkedIn ads. They have a higher CPC, but lower conversions. Analyze the ad copy, audience targeting, and landing page experience, just like we do for paid ads also.
Correct.
So, it's an iterative learning. That's the key. And digital marketing isn't a set in and forged it, forget it model. The brands that succeed are those which quickly, adapt based on their performance metrics.
Correct.
What do you think would be your final thoughts or some actionable insights you want to give for this digital first approach?
So, if I have to conclude in a nutshell everything that we have spoken so far, I again go back to Simon Sinek, where he has stated this.
We have to get something from Simon.
So he mentioned that customers are not buying your product just by how you do it. They will buy by why you do it. So if you can communicate this to your customer, why you are doing it, that is going to be a game changer for your brand. For all the SMBs who are out there, if you are still in a struggling stage where you have all these constraints and you are facing these issues, my personal recommendation is you have to be bold, you have to be adaptive, have to be analytical in your approach. Because these three things are going to help you out to stand out in this competitive market. Because the coming years are going to be more competitive. Every year and on year, we are seeing more small-scale companies, entering into the market. So market is always going to be at a cutthroat level. You are not going to have a cakewalk. So try to find your own authenticity. Try to find your own unique voice and be out there. Know your customer where they are. And just leverage it. So be there where they are. Don't enforce it.
Yes, absolutely. And I would add one more line to it. So, and by an example, especially, what's the tagline for Nike?
Just do it.
Tagline for Nike is just do it. It's not do it.
Yeah.
It's just do it.
Just do it.
So what it means is you have to, invoke this element in your that it is possible that I can do it.
Correct.
If somebody tells me do it, I'm not going to do it. I want to do it, but I don't do it. If by saying just do it, you're invoking this emotional element that it's possible for me to do it.
I agree.
Something like this. That's a very interesting thought process which has gone before finalizing a tagline. And brands definitely are remembered by not just the logo, it's beyond logos, taglines also, stories also, numbers also, colors also, a lot of things.
Correct.
Thank you, Shantanu, for bringing this digital-first branding approach. It's not just technology. It's about bringing meaningful, beautiful connections into this digital-first world. And businesses that are focusing on authenticity, agility, customer-centricity will always stay ahead. When you face a make or break situation, we have to embrace innovation, and it's not just a buzzword anymore. It's a way of life. So from leveraging AI-driven insights to creating hyper-personalized campaigns, the key lies in integrating a strategy with execution. So if you're looking for guidance on crafting a robust digital-first blueprint, we are here to help. Reach out to Shantanu also to get your branding strategic insights to demystify the complexity and get clarity and action. To all the listeners, thank you for tuning in. If this episode has resonated with you, do like, share, subscribe, and let's try and shape the future of branding together. This is Tanay Sarpotdar, your partner in strategic growth, signing off. Until next time, stay curious and stay ambitious. Bye-bye.